Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Sox. Members FDIC.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Chuck Garfine here in Washington, D.C. for the All-Star Game with Vinny Duber and Ryan McGuffey, and got a couple podcasts coming up this week. The one today is about Jose Abreu, who's obviously starting in the All-Star Game, and you know, we in Chicago know what Jose Abreu is all about, but we wanted to ask some of the teammates that he has on the American League squad about him, and safe to say he's thought very, very highly of.
Yeah, and I'm quite honestly not surprised by that, but to hear these guys reflect on Jose Abreu in a way that almost makes him seem like a real teammate every day for 162, that stood out to me. And whether it's Michael Brantley and the Indians, Justin Verlander, you go down the line, and these guys rave about Jose Abreu, which tells you exactly why he's starting the AL All-Star Game.
Yeah, I mean, we hear baseball cliches a lot, you know, control what you can control, go about your business, do all this and do all that, and focus. Jose Abreu kind of defines that approach, and I think that gains a lot of appreciation from guys all across the league, whether they've pitched against him, whether they've played against him, or whether they're just watching him from afar. Not to mention the guy puts up pretty good numbers and he's a pretty good hitter.
Yeah, you're going to hear Justin Verlander, and it's funny because Justin Verlander should be praising Jose Abreu when you look at the career numbers he's put up against him. Now, this year, Verlander's kind of owned Abreu, but you look back and, I mean, I think he's got like 5 home runs in his career against Justin Verlander.
And the thing that's surprising is Abreu has had really no protection his entire career with the White Sox. To have those kind of numbers against a Hall of Famer in Justin Verlander is fantastic. And I think what I love about these All-Star games is guys, like, they truly appreciate every guy next to them. They know their path, they know their journey, and they respect it. And to see other peers respect the work that Abreu has put in with the White Sox while not getting a lot of wins out of it is pretty impressive.
I think we, as people who watch this team on a daily basis, are maybe surprised that Jose Abreu is going to be the starting first baseman, not because he's not deserving, but because where this team is in the standings, he's not getting the attention league-wide. Well, I think from the players especially, you're seeing, yeah, of course he deserves to be the starting first baseman. They know what he does. They've watched him do it for 4 or 5 years now, and yeah, it makes sense to them.
That's a great point, and I think that there are players who actually respect players who are going through tough times. Knowing a veteran guy who could be moved as part of a championship team down the line, or maybe he's not. So that's what Verlander talked about that stood out to me, was that this guy is wearing it every day, on the field and off of it. So you're damn right he deserves to be here and playing in the game and starting the game. That's the stuff you see these guys talk passionately about. Hey, man, look at this guy. Baseball is the hardest game there is, and they're losing 3 out of every 4 days.
So on this podcast, you're going to hear from Justin Verlander, Craig Kimbrell, and then Michael Brantley of the Indians. So these are 3 all-stars who are here with great things to say about Jose Abreu. Listen in. How is Jose Abreu admired around baseball? What is he thought of? When you think of Jose Abreu, what comes to your mind?
I talk to him all the time. I tell him he's a professional hitter. I love his swing. I love his approach. I got to see him play for a while now, and he's been so consistent, you know, since day one he got to the major league level. And I tell him all the time, you can hit. He's a good hitter.
Why do you tell him that?
Because he's a phenomenal hitter. And he stays inside the ball. He does a lot of the qualities that, you know, I try to do, even better than I do it. And, you know, I really admire the way he goes about it, you know, playing the game.
As the veteran leader in that clubhouse, it's difficult to be part of a losing team, but at the same time, you still want to breed the culture to the young guys of winning. And that's a really difficult line to walk because, man, it sucks to be losing that many games, and you walk in the locker room every day dejected, and you walk in wanting so desperately to win. And that's I've been lucky in my career where every day I come to the locker room, every spring training I come to spring training, I have this feeling of we're going to win, and not many guys are like that, and I've been pretty fortunate to have that thus far. So I can't imagine being on the other side of it, but I know one thing, that things can get negative pretty quickly. And, knowing Jose and the person that he is, he's not going to allow it to happen. He's going to show the guys the right way to do things. And that, so when things are turned around, if he's still there or not, the young guys can look at him and be like, you helped with this.
Hey, Craig, what kind of hitter is Jose Abreu?
Well, don't make a mistake. I've done it before. He's disciplined. At times, he'll let you think that you can get away with a few strikes, and then he'll smack it the next time you try. But he's just a guy that you gotta go at. You can't be timid with, because if you don't, he's gonna hit it hard somewhere. Don't necessarily know which side, because he's such a well-rounded hitter. But you just can't make a mistake to him, because he'll make you pay.
Yeah, is it a little bit of a mind game thing where he kind of like, because he thinks you play and you think you can put the ball somewhere, but you really can't?
I think over experiences with other hitters in the league and in times you face them, I think over a certain number at bats it becomes that, because you see each other so much. The good hitters will sit on pitches and hit them when they get them, and he can do that.
All right, so many things stuck out for me, but one thing specifically is Michael Brantley saying a couple of times, every time I see Jose Abreu, I'm telling him what a phenomenal hitter he is. I guess when he's over at first base, he wants to share that with him. That says a lot about Brantley and clearly a lot about Abreu.
Yeah, and Michael Brantley's going to be a free agent. So
maybe he's recruiting himself to join the White Sox.
I mean, the fact that he pulls him aside and gives him, like, hey, you're good. Yeah. I love that. I mean, I guess you just can get wrapped up, like you said, about watching a guy every day. You can get also wrapped up that these guys are just competitors and it's all about – no, they really, like, do respect each other's craft, and I think that stands out at an event like this.
And what you couldn't see, because obviously it's a podcast, is Brantley was smiling, had a big smile on his face when he was talking about Abreu. He respects him greatly.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking this whole time about what people think of him, and I really think it goes back to that work ethic and how he goes about his business. That's what Rick Hahn and Ricky Renteria and all the White Sox players are constantly telling us about why they love Jose Abreu. That appears to be a league-wide feeling, and I think that's why people respect this guy's game. I mean, we asked him, did you come here to be a leader, to be a role model to young players? And he said, no, it just kind of happened. And I think that's kind of what Jose Abreu's whole career in the majors to this point has been. He's just going to go about his business, and all this good stuff is just kind of happening.
All right, the next podcast coming up, we're going to be talking to some Houston Astros players who spoke about what they went through in their rebuild and on being on the other side of it. So you're going to hear from Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, and I'm forgetting somebody.
Yeah, and George Springer.
Springer.
Who has a message for you, White Sox fan.
That's right. He's got a message for you. Maybe a message for us, too. All right, so that's later in the week on the White Sox Talk podcast, which is brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. For more, go to their special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Hawk Harrelson, wish you were here. He was in a couple of All-Star games, wasn't he?
He played one.
One? Played in one All-Star game?
So he led the AL in RBI, 1968.
Okay.
You didn't know.
We know now. Hawk, take it away.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.